We were telling you within the last hour that the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the U.S., according to initial research, did rev up people's immune systems. And we have a special guest on the phone line with us. Dr. Anthony Fauci is joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Dr. Fauci, we're appreciative of your time. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, what was published today is the results of what we call a phase one trial on one of the several candidates that will be going into advanced phase three trials shortly. It is a product from the company Moderna. It was a vaccine developed at the NIH in the Vaccine Research Center. And the good news about it is that in the phase one trial, which was predominantly looking at safety, it showed to be safe without any serious adverse reactions. But what it did, it induced in the subjects of the trial a high level of what's called neutralizing antibody, which is the antibody that's necessary to protect you against infection with the coronavirus. And the levels of the antibody were comparable to what people mount in convalescent plasma after they get naturally infected. So if a vaccine can induce a response in someone equivalent to what natural infection induces, that, no matter how you slice it, is good news. So that's good news to have as we enter into the advanced phase three trial, which will start at the end of July and will go over several months to determine if the vaccine actually works. Bottom line, a good news piece of information today.
Dr. Fauci, talk to us a little bit about that next phase and how it differs from this earliest phase. Will it involve a lot more test subjects? Will there be more?
Of course. I mean, not only more test subjects. The main purpose, although you do get some information about what we call immunogenicity, namely if it induces a good response, the main purpose of a phase one trial is a small trial. There were 45 people in the trial because you want to make sure you're careful about safety. The phase three trial that will start at the end of July involves 30,000 people. And the reason it's so large is because the main question you're trying to answer is it actually effective when it's out there, seeing if it can block the acquisition of infections in the vaccinated people? So you need a lot more people in the trial to determine if it truly is safe and effective.
How long will that trial last with the 30,000 people?
Well, you know, it depends on how many people ultimately get infected. If you're in a situation in which there's a big outbreak, you likely will get an answer quickly within a period of a couple of 3 or 4 months. If the infection's toned down a little, it might take 5 or 6 months. We hope to have an answer by the end of this calendar year and the beginning of 2021. So, I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic that we will get that information by the end of this year, particularly if the infection rate stays as high as it is right now.
As you mentioned, this is the Moderna vaccine that we're talking about right now. There are others that are being tested. Parallel tracks going on across the country and across the world?
Yeah. They'll actually be entering phase three trial sequentially, you know, maybe a month or two after each other. One candidate's going in the middle of the summer, another in the early fall, and then another one in mid-fall. So there are several candidates out there. The ones that we are involved with here at the National Institutes of Health that we're playing a direct or indirect role in collaborating, there are about five of these that will be entering trials at different times. The first one, as I mentioned, will be the Moderna one, which will go in at the end of July.
Are there any other vaccine trials underway not involving the NIH that are further along?
Well, there's one right now by an Oxford group that's taking place in South America, in Brazil, and in South Africa. Pfizer has a candidate that we're exchanging a lot of information with them, but they're not directly involved with us. So there's another couple of ones that are on the way. So there's a pretty good group of candidates all going on the same track.
want to circle back to this early result that we're getting on Moderna. There were no serious side effects reported from what I'm gathering, but there were a number of flu-like reactions to the shots.
Yeah.
Pretty typical?
Yeah, that is pretty typical. I mean, it was particularly seen at the highest dose, but we're not going to use the highest dose in the phase 3 trial. But in general, you know, a sore arm, a little fatigue, maybe a little fever, that's not unusual for vaccines. You don't like to see any of that, but that's not what we call serious, so they're not prohibitive.
Is this a one dose or a two doser or more?
It's a two dose. It's a prime and a boost. Yeah, it's two doses.
And is that pretty typical?
Yeah. Yep.
Dr. Fauci, while we have you, talk to us about what's happening on the treatment front as well. Obviously, we have parallel tracks with the vaccines and the treatment. Remdesivir, we've talked with you about that before. What else are you seeing out there that might potentially make the treatment of COVID-19 better?
Well, you know, there's another drug that it's used for people with advanced disease, people on ventilators and those who need oxygen. It's called dexamethasone. It's a glucocorticoid, which is an anti-inflammatory, an immunosuppressive drug. It shows to diminish significantly the death rate in individuals with advanced disease. What we're doing in clinical trials right now is trying to get interventions that can be used early to prevent people from having to be hospitalized. And that's things like convalescent plasma, hyperimmune globulin, and a number of repurposed drugs that hopefully will have an impact on the virus itself. So there's a lot of activity going on in the arena of treatment.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, thank you so much. A special guest joining us just on the fly. We got breaking news within the last hour of some really encouraging results about a first COVID-19 vaccine trial. Very encouraging. You heard Dr. Fauci say, no matter how you slice it, this is good news.